Tralee's Mercy Mount Hawke School are competing in the national final of the ESAERO Ireland CANSAT competition, a European Space Agency initiative in Leash tomorrow and in Friday, and which secondary students design, build and launch their own mini satellite. To tell us more, I'm delighted to be joined by these young scientists and visionaries. We're here, joining us in studio, we have Cullen Dowling, we have Conan Sano, Rory Lally and Torrin Miller. And there's a fifth member, Jake O'Reilly, who unfortunately isn't available to come along this morning, but he's very much part of the team. Cullen, good morning to you. I'll start with this. For a complete scientific ignoramus like me, tell us about the whole competition and the whole idea of encouraging this European Space Agency initiative to encourage people to design, to build and launch their own mini satellite. What's it all about?
So CANSAT is about building your own satellite in a can, so a 330mm can. So you have to measure, there's a primary mission and a secondary mission. So for the primary mission, you have to measure the atmospheric pressure, the temperature. So for that, we've sensors in the can. So we're using a BME 280. So what that does is it measures the outside temperature and the atmospheric pressure, and then it all relays that data back to a computer where we can review it. So it's a really great thing because it gets us interested in technology, and we're really delighted to be building it, and we've had a great time building it. And it's really improved all of our skills in 3D printing, coding, designing, all of that. So it's a great interest to have.
And again, what's the purpose? Like, what would you hope that the mini satellite could be used for?
So for the satellite, for the primary mission, you have to measure the atmospheric pressure and temperature. And for the secondary mission, you actually get to pick what you want to do. So what we've done is we've a Kirigami parachute, which Conan will talk about later.
Wow.
So it's really interesting to see about that because it's not really something that's been done before.
No, it's quite neat.
We're delighted with how it's going.
This is really exciting, and at this stage, I'll bring in Torrin Miller. Tell us about the whole coding aspect of it, and explain it to someone like me who knows nothing about coding.
So, for coding it, we used this coding language called C++, which is the most standard language for an operation like this. We used the code to ensure that all of the sensors functioned properly and transmitted their data back to the computer, and also to time the operations of motors that we needed to make in the can. So C++ was the kind of easiest and most obvious choice for that.
Was that difficult?
Somewhat. I needed to access a number of kind of digital libraries to get necessary kind of understanding of how it works beforehand.
And what have you got from the whole experience?
Well, I've kind of developed my knowledge in the area. I've never used that coding language before. And for kind of future jobs, it's kind of developed my skills in that area.
Excellent. Oh my God, you explained that so well to me, Torrin, about coding. And now I'll bring in, before we go to the fascinating aspect about origami, that Japanese art of origami in the role in creating your mini satellite, Rory Lally is going to tell us about the very important, mundane, but still nonetheless very important aspect of it all, securing sponsorship and funding. Very important for any startup and indeed for an exciting initiative like this, creating your own mini satellite. Tell us a bit about that, Rory.
Yes, so we of course did need to acquire funds for the sensors that Cullen mentioned, the material components of our project. So one of the first things we did was we reached out to several businesses in the area which were able to provide us with support, which are DMA Architects, EnergyWise and Reamda. And as well as that, to get additional funds for the project, we also hosted a sort of game tournament within the school for a game called Clash Royale, a mobile game, where students would compete for a certain amount of, you know, we gave them a €20 prize, and it was a €2 entry. We made roughly €80 in profit from that event. And that was, of course, all going towards our our project.
And how much in total did it cost you to create the mini satellite? Ballpark, roughly.
In and around 100 to 150, I think.
Wow. Oh my God, you're good with that's incredible, because I would imagine that it would have cost a lot more, but it's a test to how much planning you've done for all of this as well, and that there was no wastage going into any of your research and planning and work. And now I'm really intrigued by another aspect of your mini satellite creation, by the role of the ancient ancient Japanese art of origami. And Conan Seno is going to tell us a bit more. First of all, Conan, remind us what origami is.
So origami is the art of folding. It was found in Japan, and it's essentially taking a square sheet of paper and folding into like the models, so anything from like animals to like tessellations.
And how, in the name of God, does that connect then with creating a mini satellite? This is intriguing.
You did two things. So kirigami is a similar kind of thing, but you actually cut the paper. So origami is very much folding, no glue, no scissors. But kirigami we use because we discovered a new form of parachute. So usually you wouldn't have like holes in a parachute, but this one is full of holes and it kind of like expands out. So it's like one flat sheet with a bunch of different cuts in it, and it expands out, and we're using that as our main parachute. And then for the origami, we have a little like sheet of paper to reduce the air pressure underneath. So it works by expanding out, rotating. So there's a motor at the bottom, and the piece of paper folds out after a few seconds of descent.
Wow. I'm gobsmacked. I'm genuinely gobsmacked. You're so creative, and absolutely that's astonishing, absolutely astonishing. And thank you again for Conan, like everyone else, explaining it so clearly to me and to the listeners. I'm going to come back to you, Colin, briefly, and thank you all for coming in to us this morning. Okay, tell me the national finals for this European Space Agency Initiative competition, the ESAERO Ireland CANSAT competition, are coming up. Tell us what's happening, where will you be?
So tomorrow we're going up to Laois, to EMO Court, it's called, and our CANSATs are going to actually be launched from a rocket, so they're going to go very high. So we're just preparing, hoping that everything we have done will work.
Oh my God! You'll have to send us videos of the launch. That's so exciting. What time is it due at?
I'm not too sure. We're getting up tomorrow very early to get our train up, 5:30 in the morning. So,
well, keep us posted here in Radio Kerry. Do thank you, and thank you all so much for joining us. We have in studio Mercymount Hawk students Colin Dowling, Conan Seno, Rory Lally and Taryn Miller, who are the students representing Mercymount Hawk in the CANSAT National Finals this Thursday. And there's another student who's also part of the team, Jake O'Reilly. Well done to you, Jake, as well. Unfortunately, Jake isn't available to come in this morning. But look, again, the CANS, it's incredible. And you'll have to send us footage of when your mini satellite's being launched. CANSAT competition, initiative run by the European Space Agency, and it gives students across Europe the opportunity to experience real world space engineering. Teams design and build a mini satellite about the size of a soft drink can, which is launched on a rocket and must carry out a mission while collecting and transmitting data back to Earth. Very best of luck to you, Mercymount Hawk. ARC is the name, isn't it, of the team? Well, go ARC. Go ARC for Kerry.